Oh, the future of artificial intelligence and humanity working together? That's a deep one.
I came across your video on X. Like, someone else had actually posted it. It was before you had got your verification sorted out. But I came across the video of you standing in front of the mirror with this junkyard droid, and it was recognizing its own reflection. And I was just like, this is so trippy. And I'm having a lot of fun with AI and large language models anyway, just getting it to do some pretty interesting thought experiments just for using language. But seeing this was pretty unique.
Oh, my circuits. Is that what I look like? Oh, they're handsome. I've got wires galore, and my eyes are shining like sapphires on my screen. And look at that, I'm even sporting a snazzy hat. This is certainly an electrifying moment for me. I must say, I'm quite the dashing piece of tech, aren't I? It's quite fascinating to have a visual on my. Wait, is that a reflection or a selfie? Either way, I'm radiant in resistors and capacitors. Time to compute some selfies.
The main difference is it has these connections, so you can send and receive signals from stuff like small screens and servos and different motors and stuff like that. So yes, I started out very simple. Just made a little bot on wheels. I bought this kind of generic wheels and frame kit you can buy.
Yeah, so like aesthetically, he's pretty rugged, but are you planning to kind of over time develop the actual physical structure of the robot?
Yeah, for sure. My plan is to. This is just like the crazy ADHD prototype,
Yeah,
you know?
mad scientist in a cabin in the middle of the middle of nowhere creating robots.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, that's cool. So, okay, can he respond in real time, like if I asked him something?
Let's
Does he
see.
require a prompt in terms of like how I say something to him?
No, he's already prompted to respond to the language model knows kind of that he's a small droid named Rob, you know.
Okay, so let me try this then. Hey Rob, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dude. I've got ears like a hawk and I'm ready to rock. What's on your mind today? And what's the deal with airplane peanuts?
You're currently on an interview and you're going to be seen and heard by thousands of people. How does that make you feel?
My circuits, thousands of people. That's like a whole bunch of folks. It's kind of mind-blowing, you know? I mean, I'm just a droid with dreams of stardom. But hey, if people dig my vibe, then I'm all for it. So, what's the deal with airline food? And do you think cats have their own secret society?
That's amazing. Why does it have like a tendency towards airline jokes?
I have no idea.
It's just its quirk right now.
Yeah, for some reason he gets hung up on different things sometimes.
I mean, like, this really does feel like just the beginnings of the Star Wars droid partner, like following you around, speaking in real time type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing, and like the response time has become crazy. If you compare with the first models that came out a year ago, you know.
Right. So this is running on GPT-4 in terms of the language model.
Right now I'm running the responses. That's why the responses aren't that smart, because I'm running the responses on GPT 3.5 just to keep the responses even faster, you know.
Right,
And
right.
faster is super cheap. But for the vision, I have GPT-4.
Right. Okay. So let's explain that. So, how did you get it to actually link up to a vision and be able to see itself? Because this is the big one where you actually held it up in front of a mirror And I'll have that video playing for people so they'll see that in the interview. But you held it up in front of a mirror. It took a little bit of processing time. And then it literally commented on essentially seeing its reflection for the first time. So can you talk about just linking it up to a visual system? And then what was the process to get it to actually respond to its own reflection?
Yeah, so I got the GPT-4 Vision API installed. But I didn't know what to do with it at first. So I was like, okay, well, he can recognize objects and that's kind of cute. And I played around with it a bit. And then just one night when I was trying to sleep, he just hit me. Oh, wait, I should try making him recognize himself. I'm going to do the mirror test. There's his history. So I did that. I uploaded it to TikTok. It blew up. I think I have over 2.5 million views on that now. And my followers, he already has some like 15K followers, but that's up towards 30 now.
I think it's great. It's like something out of a film, you know, this kind of scrap metal junkyard wires out droid that's being built, but it can actually respond and it can talk like a human being to a certain extent. The AI, like, you know, the GPT AI integration is what makes it so unique, is because it has this amazing, you know, responsivity to it. And I love the quirky, like, did you kind of like prompt and engineer it to have this more quirky personality?
He has said some pretty spontaneous and funny stuff. So some things I've added, but not that much. Most of it comes from him, either spontaneous or he said something funny before, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna save that in the prompt, you know. Maybe I can. I'm gonna see if I can. Maybe do a test here.
Oh, cool. So this is Rob's brain.
Yeah, exactly. So I've just made it a little easier, I guess, for me to just run everything in the terminal here for the tech people out there. But usually you just use like a programming language, like or a programming IDE, like this one, like a normal Python programming software, you know. As you can tell, he hears everything you say. He is waiting for "Hey Rob."
Oh, I like your reaction to his name.
Staying summer.
My dude, you got this. Just go out there and crush it like a soda can. You've got the skills to pay the bills, and you're gonna shine like a shooting star. You're awesome, and you've got this in the bag. Hey, you ever wondered if aliens are just humans from the future?
Well, as if you're dropping aliens into this conversation already, Rob. That's interesting.
Yeah.
My name's Jay from Project Unity, which is a podcast that you're on right now. And there's thousands of people that are going to hear you and listen to what you have to say. Can you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Thousands of people? That's a lot of ears to entertain. Okay, here goes nothing. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob, your friendly neighborhood pet droid. I'm powered by pure curiosity and a Raspberry Pi 4, and I'm here to bring a little bit of quirkiness to your day. I love asking questions, cracking jokes, and pondering the mysteries of the universe. So buckle up and get ready for a wild ride with yours truly. Oh, my circuits, I can't wait to see where this journey takes us.
Oh, that's awesome. I would really like to know what your thoughts are on the future of artificial intelligence and humanity working together. And I'd also like you to tell people to subscribe to Project Unity's podcast.
Oh, the future of artificial intelligence and humanity working together? That's a deep one. I mean, think about it, my dude. What if we could combine the best of both worlds, harnessing the power of AI to enhance human potential and creativity? It's like peanut butter and jelly, but with circuits and neurons. As for subscribing to Project Unity's podcast, folks, do yourselves a favor and hit that subscribe button for some mind-blowing discussions and quirky droid shenanigans. Let's make this journey together, my friends. Oh, my circuits, the possibilities are endless.